Dr. Laura Schlesinger, and I do welcome you to this hour of the program. You are here with Benjamin Pratt, engineers, orchestrates our music, Kimberly Neal screening your calls, and me. I am my kid's mom. My number, 1-800-DR-LAURA, 1-800-DR-LAURA. Well, I had an interesting Sunday. It was a very long drive to Pomona, but it was very worth it. As I mentioned last week, I was going to be at the Fairplex, the work-at-home business expo that was at the Fairplex in Pomona, and saw a lot of interesting things, but what knocked my socks off, both of them, was when I met Charisse and Sharon with their company, which is called Mom Epreneurs. Fabulous concept. I'm going to read you. I told her to write me an email. I said, because I wanted to explain this on the air. I'm endorsing this. I'm supporting this. And I'm urging all of you women in particular to get involved in this. I'm hoping this will become firmly national, vibrant, and help moms, whether they're working in addition, part-time, whatever, outside of the home, to help them. It's a brilliant concept. On my homepage, picture of the three of us girls. I don't know whether it was before or after I put on their t-shirt. I came all dressed up nice, saw their t-shirt, saw what they were doing, and said, give me a t-shirt. Went in the back, switched out, and was walking promotion for them. And I'm going to continue it right now. While I'm talking about it or afterwards, all you have to do is go to Mompreneurs, MOMEPRENEURS. It's like entrepreneur, but it's mommypreneur. Yahoo.com. It's on my website. My dearest Dr. Laura, it was such a pleasure meeting you on Sunday at the Work at Home Business Expo. Words cannot express my adoration and thankfulness in my heart for your endorsement by wearing our t-shirt. It was quite funny, actually, to instantly become the cool kids on the block as all the other exhibitors wanted to know who we were and how we pulled that off. They didn't pull it off. Well, they did, because they had something absolutely brilliant. Our mission is to offer support, resources, and earning opportunities to the work-at-home mom. I know we need to iron out a lot of kinks, but we were not looking to fully launch until 2011. We were at the expo to gather interest. So they have finished their charter operation manuals for charter chapters and rules of conduct, as well as support group bylaws. And their destiny, I believe, their vision for them, their destiny, in my eyes, is to become a national organization with chapters across the country, and I am 100% going to support them. So let me read the rest of what she wrote me this morning. In doing our research, we looked at various consulting and support group formats, fewer specifically for the work-at-home mom, and the one company who was not a nonprofit, offering the sweat equity aspect. Wait till you hear what that's about. Our goal is to sustain each mother's decision to work from home. We are offering monthly support group meetings with invited speakers talking to the group on a range of topics from legal protection of your business, infrastructure, insurance, marketing, advertising, accounting, because we want it to affect the whole woman. Some meetings will be about fitness, healthy meals, establishing systems, maintaining the romance, scheduling, stress management, the kids. We will have monthly support group meetings every third Saturday from 10 a.m. till noon at one of the moms' homes. We have lunch and childcare. We will have monthly moms' night out, play dates, and date nights with the husbands. We will offer webinars, seminars, conferences, e-newsletters, and tips to juggling it all. Most important, we will have a babysitting co-op. Our initial chapter had 11 women in it. On your weekend, you were on call for either that Saturday or Sunday, your choice. If another mom needed to meet a customer, get a report done, get a pedicure, go to the movie with her husband, or simply take that ever-elusive nap, if I'm on call and all moms can drop in and drop off the little ones. While it may be a sacrifice, my weekend would only come up once every 3 months. All moms are first aid and CPR certified. How about that? Co-op for babysitting. Most mommy groups have a zero solicitation policy. We want our members to promote their businesses within, on our websites, and amongst each other. It is with this support that she will be able to sustain her decision to work from home. For the stay-at-home mom who does not have the entrepreneurial spirit or does not have a vision of as yet, we want to bring in life coaches to assess her assets and help set and help guide her into a venture that would be most suitable for her. At some support group meetings, vendors like those at the Work at Home Business Expo would be able to come in and have a captive audience and pitch their opportunities to our moms. We want a page on our website eventually that will be a Hire My Mom page. You may be an excellent secretary who's decided to stay home with your children but can still type a million words a minute. A business will see that mom's skill set on our site and can hire her to do a temporary assignment from home, dictation, transcription, etc. Even still, for the mom who is a stay-at-home mom and wants milk money, we will have opportunity to earn money through quarterly chapter ventures where profits are split. And here's the sweat equity. Because we are a nonprofit, we want to ensure that we give back to the community, as if this wasn't. The mommy who participates in a charitable cause in the community earns sweat equity. So, because she did a breast cancer walk, when she needs our support, she gets free labor or services. For example, we have a mom who's a caterer. She has a big event. The rest of us moms will roll up our sleeves, become her prep, chef, servers, etc. That is money she saves on staffing and recycles back into her family. Is this not brilliant? I know it sounds like much, but it is quite functional and practiced. I am not sure if you got the chance to look over our brochure. Yes, I memorized it. But I know you said it needs to be modified. It wasn't magnificent enough to explain all these goody parts. I just wanted more, more, more. So that's from Cherise. That was sent this morning. Go on my website. Top left-hand side, there's a big square that rotates pictures through it. We're one of them. And then you can click on for all the information and everything that I just read. But I believe everybody listening should get involved in this in their neighborhoods. Absolutely. You realize what an incredible support women would be to each other and what a huge help that will be. How many calls do I get from people who say, I wish I could do such and such, but I have no relatives in my area, la, la, la. Well, now you're going to have the moms in your area pinch in when you need, and then you will pinch in when they need. And this is like small town mutual support nationwide. Again, this is called Mommypreneurs, MommePreneurs. Go on my website. We're linking to them. Sign up for this. Start one in your neighborhood. Well, let's get this going. The more moms we can help, the more children get the benefit of their beloved mommy at home. Their beloved mommy at home. And that is seriously important. I'm Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Be right back with your call. Sandy, welcome to the program.